Is anyone here? I just need to... Oh. This isn't the bathroom. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Hiding from everyone downstairs. Yeah, it's getting to be quite loud. I know they're pouring another round of shots. I was hoping to get out of this one by sneaking away. Seems that you had the right idea hiding up here from the start. Do you mind if I join you? Thank you. You can go back to doing whatever you were doing. I'll be in here for a few minutes and then I'll be out of your hair. Did you also think this was the bathroom? Well, as long as we don't move anything in here, it should be okay. The woman who is throwing this party? Yeah, she's my best friend. I don't think she would appreciate you snooping around her rooms like this. Let's just stay put for a few more minutes and then rejoin the party. No one has to know we were in here. The host's privacy is respected, and neither of us have to do another shot. Wow. I can't remember the last time I was in here. I think it was right after her kid had moved out. She was showing me the empty room, and, well, she was lost on what to do with all this extra space. My heart goes out to her because I couldn't imagine living alone like that. I'm lucky enough to still have one at home. My name is Lola. What's yours? How funny! That's the same name as her kid. How long have you known the host? Oh, shit. You're her kid, aren't you? Oh my god! I didn't even recognize you, honey. It's been, what, 2-3 years? You've really grown up since you've left home. Couldn't even tell you were the little kid your mom used to ask me to babysit because I was your favorite. This must be your room, huh? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to intrude. I was genuinely looking for the bathroom, not trying to interrupt whatever it is that you're doing. Hiding upstairs from the party downstairs is the only way to preserve your peace. I get it. The last thing you want to do is hang out with a bunch of older women and listen to your mom gush about you. You're young. There is some better party you're going to be going to tonight, right? Really? You're staying in? No, I'm just a little shocked, that's all. I figured all young and hot people were going out every weekend to have fun and, you know, live it up. I guess times really have changed if the most fun thing on a Saturday night is hiding in your room. Then again, this is a small town. Your mom's house might be the hottest place right now. I had just assumed you were getting ready to go out, but now I'm realizing that you're just naturally kind of hot. You've really grown into yourself, honey. I can't get over how good you look. Your parents did a fantastic job when making you. I'm sure wherever you are now, you are having to beat women off with a stick. Coming home for the weekend puts a damper in your plans, huh? I'm sorry. I figured someone like you would have an entire roster. You're attractive enough for it. Young enough to actually keep up with it. That's how I used to be back in the day. Probably part of the reason I never actually settled down. It never felt like the right time. I'm still living my life as carefree as I did back in my 20s. You see, when I was your age, I didn't really care who it was. Whoever had bought me the most drinks that night was who I was going home with. I might have been a bad influence on your mother. I remember her parents, your grandparents, they hated me for it. They thought I was corrupting their precious daughter, but really, I was just teaching her to enjoy life. She came from such a strict background. I know you feel the same way about your upbringing. If it makes you feel better, you had way more freedom than she ever did. I always used to warn her that strict parents make for sneaky kids, but she was convinced you were a good one. Seems she was right about you, because you have grown into someone I would be proud of too. Did you happen to bring your girlfriend home with you, or was there another reason for your visits? Oh, so you're single. Good to know, honey. That is good to know. Have you ever been with someone before? You can't blame a girl for asking. I was curious, hon. That's all. You're younger than me by at least 20 years. Things are so much different from when I was your age. You never know. The status quo could have changed that quickly. I'm very glad to see it didn't, because we are on the same wavelength. But I should really be getting back downstairs. I know we're having a lovely conversation, but I've already stayed up here longer than I was planning to. I'm sure everyone has taken their shot by now and is back to mingling or dancing or whatever else they've set up in my absence. I'll head out and leave you alone. Thanks for keeping me company, honey. If you ever want to have a proper catch-up, ask your mom for my number. I would love to take you to coffee or something. Did you say something? No, I'm pretty sure I heard a wait. Do you not want me to go back to the party? And what were you thinking of doing instead? Because if you are wanting me to miss my best friend's party, you're going to have to give me a pretty damn good reason. So what can you offer me that will make me want to stay up here and spend the rest of the night with you, honey? I like what I'm hearing. You definitely know how to sweet talk, hon. It's a bit hard to turn you down when you're so straightforward. Had no idea that you were going to be exactly my type, hon. Does your mother know you've had such a huge crush on her best friend? Then let's keep it that way. This is probably a really bad idea, but I've never prided myself on being the smartest one. Come here. Mommy needs a taste.